Hello, hi, good morning, good afternoon. Am I here with David?
This is him.
Hi, David. My name is Ed. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Are you at least 18 years of age and a legal resident of Ohio?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. And are you a registered voter in Ohio?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of a gun ownership?
It's a responsibility of gun owners, yes.
Thank you. And a firearm is considered securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked and it can only be unlocked with a key, a combination, fingerprint, or other similar means, for example, a safe, container, case, or lockbox, or made temporarily inoperable by a tamper-resistant locking device such as a cable lock or a trigger lock, is stored in a container that is not see-through and stored in a place where a person who is prohibited from handling it, such as a child, cannot reasonably gain access to it. Will you support or oppose the state law in Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored? Support or oppose?
Other than when somebody's carrying them.
I'm sorry, say that again?
I would support that, yes, other than if they're carrying it in a holster
okay.
Or whatever.
Okay. Now, will you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include a lock safe? Support or oppose?
I guess, yeah.
Okay. A locked container or case, support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. A locked box or other device that is designed to be or which can be used to store firearms, support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. Now, will you support or oppose the state law requiring that the storage be accessible via a key lock, support, or oppose?
I agree with all of those that you
okay.
Read.
I just got to read them to you. Just tell me. A combination lock, I guess you agree with this, support. A biometric identifier such as a fingerprint, you support that
yeah.
too, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And if a firearm is in a storage device such as a lock safe, a case, or a lock box, do you feel it should or should not also be required to be unloaded? Should or should not? Even if it's in a container, in a safe container, do you think it should be unloaded as well?
I not agree totally because if it's at somebody's bed space and they need it for protection, no.
Okay.
They should be able to load it.
So you're not sure about that one?
Oh, I'm not. No, I'm just saying if it's, I
right.
don't agree if it's locked up that it has to be unloaded, no.
Okay. It should not, okay. If a firearm is not in a lock safe case or a lock box, do you feel it is or it is not sufficiently secure if it is equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it? Yes, it is secure. No, it's not secure.
I would think it's secure.
Thank you. If a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, will you support or oppose a law that requires that gun to be stored securely? Support, right? You said that before. Yeah, thank you. Searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Will you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making it clear that law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant? You support or oppose?
I support that they shouldn't be able to come in and look.
Okay. Will you support or oppose the law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor If it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it. Support or oppose?
Read that one again.
Yeah. Will you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it?
Yeah, I'll support it.
I'm sorry? You support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. Prosecutors have discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Will you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm, except for when hunting or under the supervision of an adult? Support or oppose?
I agree that they should be able to fire it if adults there.
Okay. Do you support?
I support.
Thank you. And now, would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult gun owner in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm and make that record available to the public? You support or oppose?
I oppose. It shouldn't
Thank
be
you.
Made available to the public.
Okay. Thank you. In terms of your personal political party identification, do you consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, independent, or other?
Republican.
Thank you. And now, what is your age? I'm going to reach you between 18 and 34, 35, 49, 50, 64, 65 plus.
65 plus.
65 plus?
Yes.
Thank you. And now, which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White or Anglo, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or other?
White.
Thank you. And regarding your gender, you consider yourself male or female? I got to read it like this.
Genders. I'm a male.
I know. Okay. I know you are.
I know. Don't go there.
No. This includes our...
Don't go.
I apologize, but I put it like that. This
You're
includes
fine.
Our survey. And I thank you so much for giving your, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. You have a great day and a nice weekend. Take care.
Thank you. I'll be going on vacation. Sunday.
Oh, good. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye.
You too.